This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's a helicopter, and it's coming this way. It's flying something behind it. I can't quite make it out. It's a large banner, and it says, Happy Thanksgiving from Ladies and gentlemen, what a sight. The helicopter seems to be circling the parking area now. I guess it's looking for a place to land. No, something just came out of the back of the helicopter. It's a dark object. Perhaps a skydiver plumbing through to the earth from only 2,000 feet in the air. The third. No parachutes yet.
Happy skydivers. I can't tell just yet what they are, but...
Oh, my God, they're talking! Johnny, can you get this? Oh, they're crashing to the earth right in front of my eyes. This went to the windshield of a parked car.
Everybody's running around pushing each other. Oh, my goodness. Oh, the humanity. People are running about. The turkeys are hitting the ground like sacks of wet cement.
As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
And for you older listeners, you know exactly what that is. You've heard that before. from back in the 1870s, I don't know. Back in the 70s, you remember WKRP in Cincinnati? Come on. Don't make me feel here old. So listen, I thought you'd get a kick out of this. I really thought that today we could have some fun. I guess some of you are offended already because I said I want to have some fun with Thanksgiving Day. And in the first time, you have to go back and get it if you just joined the show. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. But don't bother calling in. You know why? Because today it's pre-recorded. You know why? Because I want to have turkey dinner with my family, too. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to eat. I'm going to get bloated. I'm going to probably pass out on the couch. I'll do a whole bunch of things, but talk amongst yourselves. I figure, anyway, you shouldn't be listening to me on Thanksgiving Day. So if you tune in and you decide, look, I can't listen to the whole show, we're gonna rebroadcast this on Friday too. So you know, it's just a replay of Thursday's show. But hopefully you learned something. I may bore the bejesus out of you in the first hour, but it's a little history of. Listen to me, I'm struggling with this. It shouldn't be that hard. It's a little history. Right? Of Thanksgiving and Thanksgiving in this country. And I think it's really irritating to me that all I ever hear about nowadays, right? We're all hearing it, so this is nothing new. At least I hope it's nothing new. You're not that dull, are you? But all we ever hear about is how bad we are, how nasty we were. Right? How Columbus came and just massacred millions of Indians, you know, took the land from them. I'm thinking, last I checked, Columbus never even made it to America. That's number one. If you want to go to the days of the pilgrims, yeah, look at there has been, over the history of the planet, not just the U.S., I'm tired of hearing about how bad we are, but not just the history of the U.S., but the history of the planet. People have taken land from violence for years and years and years. Right? Like I said, this is nothing new. Doesn't mean it's okay. Doesn't mean what went down was okay. But it's yesterday's news. There's very little we can do to fix all of that. And frankly, we did not take all the land from the Native Americans. The indigenous group. Right? Go do your homework. Figure out your own. This is not a full day history lesson. We're not going to do 3 hours on the history of the U.S. Not going to happen. But what I plan to do in the next hour, too, is we're going to go through some of the presidential speeches for Thanksgiving. Because I am, again, there was a very interesting theme in some of the speeches. And you'll see what it is when I play it. I pulled up 4 or 5. When, you know, Washington and Abraham Lincoln and even Lyndon Johnson, right? I wanted you to hear what he had to say about Thanksgiving, about what we have to offer. Or what this country has to offer. Yeah, that's the other thing, too. I hope some of you are with me here. I am so tired. We have done more good for the world as a country. What other country has done enough, has done as much for the world as we have? I mean, we are such moronies that we actually go bomb a country into submission that came over here and killed 3,000 plus of our people. While they were peacefully minding their own business on a Sunday morning. They totally wiped out, killed a bunch of our people, sunk a bunch of our ships. We went over there, wreak all kinds of damage on them. Well deserved, I am sorry, some of you won't agree. And then what do? Because we're such mean, nasty, terrible people, we help them rebuild. Isn't it terrible? We're just nasty people, aren't we? I mean, seriously. So then we're going to have on the show, too, we're going to have some of your favorites, right? People that we have on a regular basis, you know, Kimberly Marin and David Bigo and a few others, to talk about their Thanksgiving traditions, if you would, what they're thankful for, what they've got going on, because I think that's important. Look, all you ever hear is people talking about politics, right? Can we put politics aside a little bit? Just a tad. And let's talk about the day. Let's really talk about what we need to be. I've already gone through this. I'm just going through this again. But, I mean, seriously, let's talk about what do you... I want you, during the course of the show, as you're salivating, waiting for some politics to come about, and it might. I mean, I can't control myself. You guys know that. But really, today, you should be around family. And if you're listening to the encore version of this, and you're sitting there on the couch, and you're trying to get off the couch, don't worry about it. I mean, seriously, on Black Friday, or whatever they're calling it, I'm sure somebody will figure that's a racial slur or something. But on Black Friday, hang out, right? There's plenty of leftovers. Look, what they say when they want to go shopping? See you later. Have fun, right? Get yourself. You can heat all that back up again. I'm a bit of a freak, you know, and I'm of Italian descent, so I love lasagna. I love all that because that's the stuff that I had on Thanksgiving Day. Everybody celebrates the way they do. I'm sure everybody's got their own food. I had some Muslim friends tell me they, you know, when they came here, they really didn't get it, and then they started getting into the turkey, and then they, you know, and then they realized later on they could add their own foods. That's what we did as Italians. We added our own food, lasagna, and the whole nine yards. But when it comes to the turkey stuff, I love going to have a turkey meal somewhere at home too, and I got a little bun, and I want to put the turkey meat in there, and I want to put the everything. I don't care what it is. Cranberries, stuffing, whatever you make, I'm going to shove it in a bun and eat it. I love the sandwich portion of it. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. I do appreciate the time you guys are spending with me. I really do. If you're picking up bits and pieces of Thanksgiving Day, shame on you. Go back in and hang out with the family, seriously. Or if you have to work, I hope they brought you some food. I'm with you today, you know. If you got anything you want to send to me, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. You'll be hearing about some of the traditions in a few minutes. But remember, there's a positive history here. We're not all bad. We're not all terrible and negative and nasty. I hate that. Anyway, hey, go grab something to eat. I got a lot more to say. Well, you already know I got a lot more to say. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
special.
Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We're back. You're listening to The Real Side, not the right side, not the wrong side, but The Real Side. I'm your host, Joe Messina. Hey, thanks so much for joining me today. Appreciate the time you spent with me, the time you spent on the air, in the chat room. Now, I don't even know if we have a chat room on today. It's a pre-recorded show. I want to be with my family on Thanksgiving. I don't know why you're listening to this show today, other than the fact that you maybe want to be a little informed, which is good. I'm good with that. Really. Appreciate the time you spent with me on the show, on the air, in the chat room, and, you know, have a great day today. Really, enjoy your family. I'm just trying to give you some information, share some happy stories with you about Thanksgiving. I remember Thanksgiving as being a day of gorging oneself. There you go, not gouging, gorging oneself. Just a bunch of pigs in my family. Again, like I said, we are celebrating Thanksgiving today. And if you didn't catch the first part of the show, you may want to go back and grab the podcast because I did talk very much about the history of Thanksgiving and the truth behind Thanksgiving. But I've asked some of the guests that have been on the show here before. to kind of share a Thanksgiving memory or talk a little bit about Thanksgiving and what it means to them. And I've asked David Beagle to be on the line with me. David's a frequent guest of the show and a good guy. I mean, and I mean that sincerely. I'm not just doing that Hollywood thing. I believe David to be a good man and a man who cares about his employees and cares about this country. David, again, thanks for being with me today.
Well, thanks for having me on, Joe. I appreciate it on this, what I think is a special holiday in this country.
Yeah, I think it is, too. Just tell the listeners, you know, share some things with them about Thanksgiving and some memories you have and, you know, why the day is important. I think it's important no matter what's going on in your life, but share some memories from that day.
Well, you know, Joe, as a kid, I can always remember going over to my mom's house, her mom and dad's house, and all the family being over there and, you know, enjoying Thanksgiving dinner together and the camaraderie and being together as a family. And it was just a special time in that. And especially since on my dad's side of the family, his dad died early and there wasn't much of a family. So on my mom's side, it was a special, very close-knit group. And I can remember us all celebrating in that. And it was just a great time. And today we do the same thing with our family, with our kids and our grandkids and that, and we enjoy it. We look forward to it. We'll have all of them at our house this Thanksgiving Day. But it's a little bit of a bittersweet memory for me from the standpoint that my mom, who was a big guiding part of my life, if you'd have known my mom, Joe, she was about 5'1" and weighed about 100 pounds soaking wet. But she was a true competitor, and she was a very religious woman. She understood the values of this country and what it was all about. And unfortunately, in 1990, on Thanksgiving Day, she passed away of a massive stroke. And like I said, it's kind of made of a bittersweet memory for me. But every Thanksgiving, I get up in the morning and I stop by the church, and then I go and buy flowers, and I go to my mom's grave, and I spend time talking to her, asking her to ask God to look on favor upon our family and this country, and that we miss her, and we wish she could be here today to see her great-grandkids and that. And then I go spend the rest of the day with my kids and my grandkids and in-laws. And so it's a great holiday to commemorate America and who we are and what we're all about. But as I say, it's kind of a bittersweet time because my mom was truly a special person.
Well, David, think about though, it is still a day of Thanksgiving. Of all the moms she could have had, you know, the wonderful memories you have of your mother, the things she did for you, the way she brought you up to be the man you are today. And I'm not trying to make light of what happened that day, but, you know, you and I both do stories and hear about mothers today that you just shake your head with. What a blessed man you are to have a woman like her in your life.
Oh, I am, and I know that my ability to stand up to the you know, the things that I've had to face, especially in the last several years, as we've talked about on your show, my ability to do that really comes from her. You know, my dad was a great guy, and he was a competitor, and he was a smart businessman. But my mom was the one. I mean, Joe, when she was a girl in grade school and high school, she played sandlot baseball with the guys during the summertime. The only girl to do that, and you know, this was back in the. You think about that.
It took me a second to laugh. I'm envisioning this little woman, 100 pounds soaking wet, out.
And she was just so tenacious. And thank God I have that part of her personality. That and she was on the other side. She was a very caring and good woman. She got along with everybody, and I inherited those traits from her. And those, along with my dad's acumen and business sense and the things that he does, made me who I am. And it's just, like I say, it's bittersweet because she's not here to enjoy our grandkids and her great-grandkids today. But I know she's looking down from heaven smiling because she knows she passed on something that, you know, most people can. And I appreciate that, and I thank her for that.
That's a great story. And I want to thank you because of guests like you and other guests that I've had, you know, and it draws listeners to the show. Listeners aren't going to listen to a show that's pretty boring and dull and that kind of thing. And So again, I mean this sincerely. Because of guys like you, because of some of the guests I've had on the show to help make the show interesting. So I want to thank you. Hope you guys have a great Thanksgiving Day and keep up the good work in this country with your employees and with your businesses.
Well, thank you very much, and I'm glad you do things like that. We as a company do things like that also during Thanksgiving and Christmas, and we do it for children's hospitals during the summertime and that. You know, it's people caring about other people that make this country great, Joe. And I got to tell you, just one short story real quick. I'm down in Florida on vacation, and I happened to play golf with another couple, and this one gal was from Greece, and she's living over here now, and we were talking a little bit about it, living over there versus here, and she says, Dave, everybody wants to come to America. America's a great place. And I just thought that was so tremendous coming up on this Thanksgiving holiday.
Oh, yeah, I agree with you. Shows you what a great country we still are and what people perceive us to be. Dave, again, have a great and safe Thanksgiving Day with your family.
Well, thank you, Joe, and keep up the great work.
David Bego, and we will be back here shortly. We're kind of throwing me off on this pre-recorded stuff, but hey, you're listening to The Real Side. Happy Turkey Day. We'll be right back.
Do you know why we celebrate Thanksgiving?
The Indians were cool. They were like, all right, cool, white people. And then the pilgrims were like, well, f*** you. And so they killed them, and they destroyed them, and they gave them syphilis and stuff. And I don't know. They just got, like, nasty with the sex and the raping and stuff like that. It's horrible.
Actually, they will rape their women. They were raping the Indians. And they will see it as like, oh, well, you know, this is our land and stuff like that. So it was just the meaning behind it. It's not something that we celebrate.
Do you know why we celebrate Thanksgiving?
Dirts, you know? You help them and then they like, exterminated all of them.
Do you know why we celebrate Thanksgiving?
The pilgrims gave the Indians smallpox in their blankets and killed them all off and took their land and their crops.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
You're the ones who keep America safe and strong and free. You do a job like nobody else. It is really great respect that we all have. You are very much appreciated.
President Trump in West Palm Beach, Florida, at Mar-a-Lago for the holiday, wishing members of our military a very happy Thanksgiving.
I want to thank you all for serving. Today we thank God for the blessings of having you people be our heroes, and you really are our heroes.
So what are you thankful for this Thanksgiving? I've been speaking with people enjoying the holiday at the Tavern Restaurant in Fayetteville, Georgia.
Donald Trump, he's making America great again.
I'm thankful for my children.
For my family, my beautiful family.
I am thankful for our first responders. They're an integral part of our society.
I'm thankful for the way the country's going right now as far as Donald Trump and what he's done.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
I am so glad we invited the Chippewas to join us for this holiday meal. Remember, these savages are our guests. We must not be surprised at any of their strange customs. After all, they have not had our advantages, such as fine schools, libraries full of books, shampoo. How? I am Pocahontas, a Chippewa maiden.
And I am Running Bear, betrothed to Pocahontas.
We have brought a special gift for this holiday feast. I am a jerky. Kill me. What a thoughtful gift. Why, you are as civilized as we, except we wear shoes and have last names. Welcome to our table, our new primitive friend. Thank you, Sarah Miller. You're the most beautiful person I've ever seen. Your hair is the color of the sun. Your skin is like fresh milk. And everyone loves you. Stop! Sit! Wait. We cannot break bread with you. You have taken the land which is rightfully ours. Years from now, my people will be forced to live in mobile homes on reservations. Your people will wear cardigans and drink highballs. We will sell our bracelets by the roadside. You will play golf and enjoy hot hors d'oeuvres. My people will have pain and degradation. Your people will have stick shifts. The gods of my tribe have spoken. They have said, do not trust the pilgrims, especially Sarah Miller. And for all these reasons, I've decided to scalp you and burn your village to the ground.
You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. This is my pre-Thanksgiving. Oh, actually, this is the Thanksgiving Day. I don't know. What do you want to call it? I can't call it a celebration after that. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. That clip reminded me of somebody I've got on right now. Kimberly Marin joins me, as she does usually every Monday to kind of kick off the week. But Kimberly, when I heard her and I heard her defiance and her different viewpoint, they said, you know, that's Kim. That's Kimberly right there. How you doing?
I was trying not to laugh. I had to put my hand over my mouth. I have been through reservations, and it's horrifying. And I have bought the bracelets. I wear a Navajo made bracelet every single day from the roadside.
Yeah, you know, you drive up and down the East Coast, and you drive away. Actually, even New Hampshire and Maine, you got stuff going on up there as well. I always got a kick out of it. But I think that whole movie is quite funny. Anyway,
I haven't seen that movie.
You have to. You would enjoy that. Maybe you could stick, we'll talk about that. Maybe you could do the same thing with that movie you do on Christmas Day you were telling me about, but we'll talk about that afterward. Hey, so I kind of got the regular weekly guests coming on and telling me a little bit about their Thanksgiving and how they celebrate. And I guess, I don't know, after talking to you about yours, I don't know if it's so much a celebration as it is a kind of a, what do? You kind of hang back in the bunker and make sure nothing bad happens.
No, we did that for a couple of years after my husband was really sick, but no, we're going out to dinner with my in-laws this year. So we are getting together with family.
Right.
We're just going out to dinner, and then I used
That's,
to have...
Wait, that's so New England, right, to go out to dinner.
No, I never, I was kind of horrified at the thought at first, because I used to make it. I mean, growing up, we always said it was at one aunt's house or our house. You know, we switch off Christmas,
sure.
All those holidays. But I was horrified at the thought of going out for a dinner, a Thanksgiving dinner, until I did it one time. And it was actually pretty cool, except not having leftovers.
That's true. That's true, but I mean, I know, somebody else cleans up, you don't have to put up with a mess. I get all that stuff, but I mean, man, it's just so different because you don't really get to see the family. Like you know, it's not like you can eat until you're gorged, and then you go lay down on the couch for, 20 minutes, a half an hour, you do a little snoring, right? You get up, you have a cup of coffee, and you go gorge yourself again. You can't do that at a restaurant. They get really mad when you kind of lay around with your, belly hanging out.
Yeah.
I'll be good about it. You know?
Yeah, no, I mean, that's, it's true. You know what I do now?
Uh-oh.
On Thanksgiving? Actually, I'll probably start sooner. Shh, don't tell my husband. I'm going to put up one of my Christmas trees.
Oh, no, don't do that. You saw the Instagram I put out about 3 or 4 weeks ago. I went to the store and I was horrified. Because one aisle, they had all that Halloween stuff. And then on the other aisle, they had all the Christmas stuff, right?
Yep.
And I'm thinking to myself, really? Is this really what we haven't even got past Thanksgiving yet? Did we just jump over Thanksgiving? Go right. I guess you don't buy as much for Thanksgiving. I don't know.
Most likely not. I mean, what are you really buying for Thanksgiving besides food, right?
Yeah, and lots of it.
In reality.
I don't know. Whatever. So, but give me your, I am almost afraid to ask this question, but give me your most fond recollection of Thanksgiving. Do you have one?
My most fond recollection.
Is that word too old to use? Your most happy recollection of Thanksgiving. Do you have one?
when I was trying to think.
God, I'm a dead
man. I told
man.
You when I was eight, I ate dark meat and ended up with appendicitis and in the hospital for a month because the doctor screwed up. So that's like my most glaring recollection of Thanksgiving.
Do you not know what the word fond means? What happened with that, right?
Okay, so fond. So you know what? I do remember when we were kids, all the adults would be together, and we would, like I said, we'd either be at my family's house or my aunt's house, so all the kids would be hanging out, and all the adults would be hanging out, and we actually had a lot of fun. The adults would be drinking, of course, playing cards, saying bad words on occasion. And then, we kids would be doing whatever. I remember one year they put us in a separate room to eat. That wasn't a good move.
No, a separate room? No, you don't.
Yeah, because we definitely had a food fight.
I can't imagine, right?
So, yeah, so, but, I used to love that, because you always knew you were going to get together with your cousins and your relatives and just have a good time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we on the East Coast, if we were lucky, we had snow and cold weather. I mean, I thought it was cool. You get to go out and play, and nobody, the adults wouldn't come out because it was too cold, but you could go outside and play and do all kinds of crazy stuff, so...
Well, they didn't care what you did as long as you didn't kill each other. That was all good.
That's true. As long as and you didn't come in every 2 minutes and bother them. I always got a kick out of you. I know your favorite Christmas movie is A Christmas Story, and there's that one scene, I guess, is it with Ralphie when they put the snowsuit on him and he can't move? I mean, you basically can't move once it's on.
No, that was his little brother.
Okay.
His little brother.
Shows you how often I see that movie. You probably know every word to it, but that's a true scene for real. I mean, I remember our parents putting all that stuff on us, and you can't play. It's crazy. Good move.
And then you end up taking half of it off because you're sweltering because you're running around playing.
That's right. That's true. I remember now nobody really wants to hear this, but you had long johns on, and then you had long pants on, then you had a shirt on. That shirt was tucked into the pants, and then you usually had something else like over your body, and then you had that big, I don't know, space suit. There wasn't a good name for it because it wasn't flexible at all. It was way too warm. Like you said, you just kept pulling the zipper down. And remember the big snow boots, the ones that had the clips on the front of them?
Oh, my gosh, yes. Those clips. Oh, that's a flashback.
There you go. See, I remember. And if you were Italian, you didn't have those kind of boots. Sometimes you had your feet in Wonder Bag sleeves, you know, the Wonder Bread bag sleeves. And,
okay, yeah, we didn't have that.
No, you see, you had money. We had no money.
That was, yeah.
That was our equivalent to totes. You know, you put your feet in that, and it made it worse because your feet had no way to, there was no air moving across them, so it was really bad.
How were you even moving?
Wow. Well, there's my white privilege for you.
Yeah, your white right? Wonder Bread privilege.
I know. It's just, but it's funny how people, you know, if you watch the Hallmark Channel, and I don't want to give them any kudos here, but you watch the Hallmark Channel, all the New England, everybody from New England, right, they had the turkey and the family and everything, and you have beautiful sweaters on, right, your big fireplaces in the house. I'm going, wow, I didn't even know anybody who owned a house like that.
My neighborhood, we were all, you know, middle class, whatever.
Yeah.
We lived in the suburbs, so we didn't, you know, whatever. Yeah. But we did have a fireplace. My father put one in as soon as we moved in. So we did have a brick fireplace, and I loved my fireplace. I still, to this day, love fireplaces, even though burnt logs make me sick.
You know, I know you know the area. I grew up in the North End, and I still could never figure out how Santa was going to get down a chimney that didn't exist, or the cardboard chimney that somebody would put up. It just totally.
Oh my God, the cardboard chimney! Oh, you just reminded me. I have to buy one. They still make them somewhere, I think.
God, you
remember those?
Yes.
It was a fake cardboard. Fireplace.
Oh, God. You're. Anyway, you know, it's funny. Everybody has. I had a guest. I mean, we're almost over here, but I had a guest on one year, and I didn't ask him on the front end like I did you, you know, what's going on? What was your fondest memory of Thanksgiving? And he said, well, Joe, we really don't celebrate Thanksgiving. It's my mother died on Thanksgiving. And I'm thinking, okay, this is either a joke or this is bad. That's what's bad for me to do this. Anyhow, hey. Have a great Thanksgiving, and don't eat too much, and don't eat, I guess you eat dark meat now, right?
No.
You still don't?
No.
Wow.
No. No.
I think you're a freak, but that's okay. You already know that.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving.
And to you, too. I'm Joe Machino, host. Don't go for a lot more Turkey Day when we come back.
Do you know why we celebrate Thanksgiving?
Oh, no. Wait, yes. No.
Do you know why we celebrate Thanksgiving?
It's a lie. It's supposed to be, I guess, when the pilgrims and the Indians had dinner together and exchanged food and gave thanks, but it didn't really happen like that.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361, or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Attention parents and grandparents, have you ever wanted to give a gift that would have lasting value and provide spiritual benefits long after Christmas is over? A gift you could even call an investment in the next generation? If so, this is going to be the single most important message you'll hear this holiday season. Hi, I'm Bill Hyde, and I want to tell you about an exciting gift, one you can give your kids or grandkids that's going to teach Christian history, build up their faith, provide extraordinary role models, and it's all done with a distinctive Christian worldview. I'm talking about the award-winning Movies for the Mind CD sets based on the Extraordinary Adventures of G.A. Henty audio series. The best part? You can finally give a Christian gift to the kids that's not boring, dull, or cheesy. The audio adventures also build vocabulary, focus, and attention span. But they're not sold in stores, and you can't get the adventures at any big internet retailers either. So to learn more, even get below wholesale pricing and a whole bunch of Christmas bonuses, go to GiveTheAdventure.com. That's GiveTheAdventure.com. The perfect gift for kids of all ages from 6 to 100. Go to GiveTheAdventure.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Turkey Day, except for the turkey, obviously, but makes me happy. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. But nobody will answer it. I mean, I give it out because I'm used to it, but nobody's going to answer it because I'm not here. I'm hanging out at the house in the magic of radio. I'm able to make it happen while I sit there and stuff my face with turkey and lasagna, because we do lasagna at my house as well. And then I get to sit in a turkey coma for 2 days, and I'm good with that. I don't know about the rest of you, but anyhow, I always enjoy having this guy on. You know, you gotta, even if you listen to the podcast later, we both talk so fast it won't help. You'd have to slow it down, and since it's not tape, you can't do that. Julio Rivera, the conservarican, joins me as he does from time to time on the show, and I always enjoy his time with me. And Julio, thanks for being with me today.
Always a pleasure, Joe. You know, always a pleasure, especially on this wonderful holiday.
Yeah, you know what? It is one of the few holidays to tell people, whether you're religious or not, it is a day to stop you to think back and think about all the wonderful blessings that you have, the things that are positive in your life, the things that that you couldn't get really in any other country but this one. And your family has Puerto Rican roots, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. And we just like. We love turkey. We love our pork shoulder, or as we call it, pernil. That's like our meat of choice this holiday season.
Yeah, is there anything, like, you know, my parents and grandparents or whatever, they were all from Italy, so they came here. And, yeah, we had turkey, and we had some of the traditional things, but we also had, you know, lasagna and manicotti and antipasta. Right? You're salivating now.
Yeah.
Right? And you think of that.
But, exactly.
But they were traditions, but my family was thankful to be here in America, and that's what the big part of Thanksgiving was for them. Was reflecting on the abilities that they had when they came here. I mean, your family, again, from Puerto Rico, you know, give me some ideas of where your family was coming from, how they viewed Thanksgiving.
Well, listen, this was the land of opportunity, and my parents, you know, generation really, you know, embodied that. You know, they came here with very minimal education. Now, these are not, I'm not talking about my grandparents here. I'm talking about my direct parents that raised me, you know, because I was born here, but they were in Puerto Rico. They obviously didn't have the same level of opportunities with things like education. They didn't even have, you know, barely, you know, they're not even a high school education, to be completely honest with you. They came here. They initially picked fruit in the west side of New Jersey, not too far from where I actually live now. But through hard work, you know, I remember my father and my mother both at times working, you know, 60-hour weeks, drawing as much of that good overtime as they possibly could. You know, and they got to the point where, you know, at their peak, they owned, you know, two houses. They had, you know, a couple of cars, and we lived okay. You know, we obviously lived in the inner city, and it was a little bit tougher than living in the suburbs and whatnot, but they worked hard, and, you know, they accomplished a lot for themselves, given the fact that they didn't come here with, you know, like PhDs and all types of education. That's the America that I think is lost today, because we've lost so much industry. Back in those days, you could just come here and work hard with elbow grease, and there was so much more in terms of manufacturing and those types of opportunities. And, you know, hopefully Donald Trump, and I think we are kind of on our way to getting some of that back, wouldn't you say, Joe?
Oh, I do. I do. I think we're headed back in that direction, and you know, we're seeing jobs start to open up. And look, this country has always been, you know, you talk about your parents, your grandparents, my grandparents. This is still the country of opportunity. And if you work, I still believe, I don't care what color you are, where you came from, whether you speak broken English or what have you, you still have an opportunity to make it and make it in this country, don't you?
Yeah, most certainly you do. And that's the one thing that, you know, these kids that are like, ashamed of being American, and they have this negative outlook on all things American. You know what? Let me see them go to North Korea, where, you know, a kid got pretty much just beat brain dead for taking a political poster and sent back to, you know, America, a mess, unfortunately. You know, like, well, you don't have the ability to even speak out against your government in these countries. You know, they have no idea how lucky they actually are to be here. I always say this to anybody who will listen, Joe. We won the lottery of life being born in this country.
Oh, yeah.
Whether you realize it or not, we should all be thankful, you know, today for the fact that we're here.
Yeah, think of the dumb things you did as a kid that most people chalked off you just being a little jerky teenager or a little goofy kid, where in other countries, you wouldn't be on the show with me today because you'd either be in jail or dead. There's no tolerance for it. Those three wonderful young men that came back from China who have absolutely...
Oh, yeah, they're from right there in your neck of the woods, aren't they?
Shut up. Yes, they are. But, I mean, can't even... As much as they hate Trump, they can't even give him credit for getting them out, what, in a couple of days? I mean...
Yeah. Oh, my
hate
God.
Hate runs that
you know,
deep.
Yeah. I don't even think Johnny Cochran could have gotten somebody if he was alive out of jail that fast. I mean, that was spectacular that Trump was able to pull that off. And, you know, and come on, like, let's be honest. If they were from that country, if they say they were just typical, you know, your run-of-the-mill, you know, Chinese citizen that was there, or, God forbid, you know, in a Middle Eastern country, they'd probably have, like, a car driven over their hands or something crazy like that. You know, not something like, you know, where you get due process. It's not innocent until proven guilty. These people don't understand what they're walking into when they go into other countries. They think that they have it so bad in America. And it's always, you know, they use their little Twitter fingers and all their social media outlets to complain. But, you know, they don't realize in all those other countries, they don't even have freedom of speech.
No. And they would have, I mean, Thanksgiving feasts. My God, there's no feast there for them. They barely get, you know, food every night of the week. You heard what was I think you saw that thing, and we verified it to be true, that that fellow that was came here from North Korea, he defected, and they were giving him a physical and checking on him and finding out his body was riddled with parasites because of the way they eat the food, or the only food they have access to in other countries. And yet we sit around and we gorge ourselves on turkey, we gorge ourselves on food. And again, I'm not beating anybody up for this. You know, God bless you. If you've got the money and you've got the resources, then have it and thank God for it. It's great and it's wonderful. But, man, we these kids that want socialism, head down to Venezuela. Tell me what you'll be eating.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly. And how long will you be on line to get it? And when you wait on that line the entire time, you know, you better pray to God that when it gets to your turn and you're at the front of the line, they have something left for you. Because a lot of those stores have shelves that are not stocked. They're waiting for supplies. I've seen some hardcore videos of, you know, basically the citizenry complaining and the store people, the people, whoever's running the supplies for the government, are basically telling them, listen, we don't have anything. And the people that are, you know, kind of a little animated in their complaints are arrested. And it's just a horrible state of affairs everywhere in the world, for the most part, except for the United States. Obviously, not the entire world. But there's, what, 180 countries? The majority of them would kill to be in our shoes.
They'd kill to have a tenth of what we have. You know, that's the sad part about it. Yeah, right. I mean, you're going to run out of something on Thanksgiving Day or the day before or even the day after. You know what you're going to do? You're going to hop in your car and you're going to go down to the local supermarket and you're going to have to go through all those shelves that are so stocked with so much food because we believe in capitalism and not socialism. You know, and they've got it so bad. I think the problem is, and we could talk about this later, but parents have given these kids so much without any work to be done for it. They just handed it to them. That's how they figure the rest of the world should be. You've done these kids no favors. Absolutely none. You know, I'm thankful. Every year at Thanksgiving, one of my thoughts is how my family came here from Italy. My family had the opportunity to come here from another country. I mean, a true, you want to talk about fascism? A true fascist country, right?
Oh, wow. Man.
They got to come here, and they got to live out their lives, and they all got fairly successful. You know, my dad's side of the family, there's a lot of attorneys on. They could have never done that in Italy. They could have never pursued their love in Italy or other places. We've forgotten that. We really have. At least I think so.
Yeah, you know, it's like one thing that they, you know, we grew up, or many people grew up with here, not me because my parents didn't allow for it, but many kids that are in this country right now living very comfortably have, that their ancestors when they first came here didn't have. And remember, I'm basically, you know, what, first generation born here, because my parents were born in the old place. You know, they have a sense of entitlement that, you know, their ancestors didn't have. Their ancestors realized that nothing was free, that everything had to be earned, and that with hard work, hopefully, all they wanted was the opportunity to work hard.
That's right.
And maybe earn something for themselves. And these kids nowadays just want it all handed to them.
They can't fathom
the thought of hard work.
Yeah, your relatives, they just wanted the opportunity to work. They wanted the opportunity to have a job. What a change. Okay, hey, listen, we only have like a couple seconds left. Give you a little Thanksgiving Day message to people.
Listen, no matter what situation you're in right now, no matter how bleak or how hard things are, if you can hear this and if you're in the United States of America, we're still a free country, and you always have the opportunity to make that change, and life will always get better if your mentality gets better.
Yes, that's true, too. You can't go in with a defeatist attitude. Hey, Julio, have a great Thanksgiving. I know this is a little different one for you, but man, just think about all the blessings you've had over the years. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. And please, eat as much turkey as humanly possible. Seriously. We'll be back in a few minutes.
President Roosevelt passed away this morning due to natural causes at a very old age. Do you have any condolences to give to his family?
He was a good man, and sorry about his passing.
President Roosevelt died this morning. Do you have anything to say to his widow, Eleanor?
Oh, wow. Truly sorry for your loss.
Did you follow his account on Twitter, his little jokes?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. He's a funny guy.
What were your favorite Roosevelt jokes? When he would make fun of Obama a little bit for the ears, or?
I like the Obama ear jokes.